struggle is real. It's a second date update on the 20s with the Kayla Show on 102.7 The Bomb.
Okay, second date update on the 20s. We got Manny on the line.
Manny Pacquiao.
Hey,
hey. Pacquiao. Pacquiao.
Sounds like I've seen something else.
Pacquiao.
Girl,
you looking good. You want a Pacquiao?
Yeah, we go right now.
In the owl, yes.
Okay. Manny, tell us about your date. Did you guys Pacquiao at the end, or what happened?
So, her name is actually Nadine. She's beautiful. I met her on Instagram, and we actually had a whole bunch of conversations beforehand, like a bunch of sexy pictures were exchanged, if you know what I'm saying.
Did you message her back? Be like, you like Pacquiao?
Yeah, you. Wait, you exchanged, what'd you say?
Pictures. Quite a few.
Oh, okay. What kind of pictures are we talking about here?
I think you know what type of pictures Pocky we're
pictures?
Talking about here.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Like
the kind
sexy.
Of like, oh, bro, after seeing that, I like Pacquiao.
Yeah, you.
Well, yeah. The reason I lock my phone pictures.
Oh.
If you're willing to share pictures like that, you must be pretty.
Bro. Yeah. Either that or you got them online.
Yes. It's not really me, is it? It's my stunt double, bro.
Look for your buddy to get the smallest hands.
Yes.
Hey, bro, hold this. Yeah. I'm not holding that, though. You get small hands. Trust me. Hold it. Do me a favor. Do me a solid, bro. Okay, so you guys exchanged some salacious pictures, I presume.
That is a good way to describe them. Honestly, she's just, like, so sexy. But on top of that, her personality was, like, extremely bubbly. I wanted to take her to her favorite place to eat, which is Moku's. We had an amazing dinner. You know, we left it with a hug.
Oh.
Okay, and then?
Maybe the pictures weren't as impressive as you thought, bro.
Yeah, I was going to say, bro, you know, after exchanging those kind of pictures, bro, you better be Pacquiao-ing it at, you know?
Yeah.
I'd be like, okay, well, I already know what it looks like. You know what mine looks like, even though it wasn't mine. But, yes. You know, since we're in person now, handle this?
Yeah. I mean, I thought we were heading in that direction for future dates, but... Nothing. She just disappeared on me.
Oh, that's
weird. Oh, wow.
All right. While you guys were at Moku's, good conversation?
Great conversation. Honestly, it flowed. I thought, like, we were great.
Everything went great. Okay.
What was the girl's name again?
Oh, my gosh. Her name is Nadine.
Nadine. Oh. Okay, cool. We're going to
sounds sexy.
Thank you, MJ. We're going to give Nadine a call right now. The little interjections of MJ. All right, we're going to give Nadine a call right now. If you don't mind, just stay quiet on the other line. Let Joe and then MJ interject and then me. We'll figure out what happened, bring you back into the conversation at the right time, ideally get you all reconnected, okay?
Awesome. Thank you very much.
All good, my man.
Hello.
Ooh. Oh, hello.
Ooh. Hello.
You like Pacquiao? Sorry. Is this Nadine?
Yeah, this is Nadine. Who's this?
Hi, Nadine. It's, what the hell is my name? Kayola is my name. That is Fat Joven over there.
That's it.
MJ, please interject.
Hi.
Hi, this is MJ. We are the Kayola Show, 102.7 The Bomb. Good morning, Nadine.
Naughty Nadine.
Yeah.
Good morning, guys. Sorry, I didn't mean to make you all so nervous. You're making me nervous over here. What's going on?
You started it, girl.
Your favorite. Talk slow.
Yeah. Say more. Just say more, Nadine. We're not going to talk. Everyone, shh.
Yeah.
Nadine, got to let you know, we're on the radio right now. We made an outgoing phone call to you. So legally, need your permission to keep this conversation going, and we prefer more than one word answers from you.
Okay.
I'm thinking something like, yes, Kayola,
yes,
you may keep this going. The conversation, Nadine.
I mean, at this point, we can ask whatever you'd like. What's going on?
Ooh.
Now we're
nothing
personal.
Now.
Now we're personal here.
Nothing that I can think of.
Yes.
So I heard you like Moku's.
Yeah. It's your favorite.
No, Nate, we're calling about this guy. You met him on IG, Instagram, and then I guess you guys had exchanged some provocative photos with one another, and he was very enamored by your bubbly personality.
Oh, yes.
And he took you to Moku's for your first date, your favorite restaurant.
Yes.
And you haven't gotten back to him since. Do you know who we're talking about?
Oh, I have a very hard feeling you guys are talking about Daddy and Mommy Manny. Oh.
Daddy and Mommy, no.
And
you had me up until the daddy or the mommy part. Yeah. I was down with the daddy.
Please. You're not sure what he is.
He had me until that part, too.
Oh.
So what happened?
First of all, let's start off by saying Manny's super hot. He's hot. His pictures are hot. He's hot. He's like always like listening. He's super sexy. We've been having great conversations over Instagram.
I'm hot.
And we've had a really good time.
I'm more fun.
So, I mean, I'll see because he sent me some pics and I sent some back and ooh, Lord.
I'll find some like, online to send to you.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you don't want to see mine. It's very unimpressive.
Familiar with the purple guy on the side of the bed.
Yes. I'm half Asian, so what can I say? God gave me what I got, and I do the best I can with what's given to me.
It'll be fun for you, yeah.
It's fun for me.
God! Okay, so anyway, sorry, Nadine. Continue.
No, you're good.
I am.
He thinks he is.
Really?
In my mind, I'm the best. Yeah, yeah. But once it goes beyond that mind,
yeah, it doesn't work out too well.
Continue.
So, we were as excited as you are now to meet in person. He wanted to take me to my favorite place. We went to Moku's, and I was really excited. And I was totally planning on, like, all right, first date, like, let's do this. I'm super down to, like, clown after this. Like,
mm-hmm, me
I was
too.
I was dressed very hot, and I don't know if I could say this on the radio, but I wasn't wearing any underwear because I just didn't even want to like spend the time removing them. Like I just wanted.
Oh wow!
To
wow.
Well, Nadine,
so much effort,
Nadine, you know what Kaola means in Hawaiian, right?
And what does it mean?
Commando.
Yeah. Trial, yeah.
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't. It does not mean commando in Hawaii.
No, it doesn't.
Pre-flower,
for this conversation and the purposes of it, it does.
Just for you.
Just for you.
Just for you.
Yeah. Just walk around calling me commando. I respond to both Kaola and commando.
Yes.
Anyway, Nadine, sorry. So you went commando just to expedite time the and process, energy.
And you dressed pretty sexy.
I was Nadine Kaola that day. You know, no p***s. I was ready and I'm going to the table and there's three people sitting at the table. One I recognized, but he had like two elderly people sitting with him at the table.
Well, they were booked up.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm just going to sit next to these old people.
Yeah.
Hopefully I'll creep them out of the table.
Yes.
Before she gets here.
I'd be thinking we're like double dating with like some old couple from Michigan. Like that's truly what I thought. I was like, what's going on? And he takes me to the table and he's like, hey, so I would like you to meet my parents.
What?
Ooh, he brought his parents to your guys' date? And this is after you guys exchanged the pictures you had exchanged?
What the hell?
What?
Dude, this guy thought it would be a good idea knowing damn well I had told him via text, like, I'm gonna come ready to, like, get down. And he decided this was a good idea. Like, what the f***?
What?
Why are your parents here?
Nadine, wow. Commando knows better than to do that.
His parents.
Yeah, my parents stay home.
Stay home.
So he had his parents with him, and then how did that introduction go?
Of course, I like fake smiled my way through saying hi, and then we're sitting there, and there wasn't even much small talk. They started like grilling me immediately. They asked me like, "Oh, do you have any kids?" And I, you know, I said no, and then they proceeded to ask me if I plan on having any.
Jeez.
And then, how
then you showed them your naked photos. You're like, "Look at this body.
Yeah,
well, this is ruined out with a kid. Look at this Manny's dad.
I've got one body, bro.
Look, Manny's mom. Look at this. Would you do that? Too? No.
No."
Of course I don't. Does this look like a body that's given birth?
Yeah.
Seriously, I was like, no, man, no. And then when they asked me how many I wanted, I was like, I don't know, I guess two. His mother proceeds to be like, why so little?
Oh, my God.
Jeez.
No, it gets worse because then his dad says, do you always dress like this on your first date?
Wow. I would have been like, you should see what's under. Nothing.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
So, don't drop your fork, bro.
Can we sit away from the windows? Yes. The breeze is really disturbing me right now.
Or your napkin, right? Don't drop your napkin.
By the way, if you notice, your son's hands are not on the table.
No.
No, they're under.
Okay, so they started giving you the third degree.
They did. It was like 21 questions. They even asked me like what my hobbies were in elementary school. Like, how am I supposed to remember? I'm here to bang your son. Like, why are you here?
This doesn't work out. I love you, Nadine.
I know, you're awesome.
You're kind of like unicorn status almost. Well, Nadine, not to make this awkward, but Manny, he's on the other line. He had called us to call you because you weren't getting back to him. Well, Manny, you kind of left out the pinnacle part of the date where you had invited your parents to join you after you all exchanged nudies on Instagram.
Did you show your parents her nudies?
No, look, my parents were visiting, and I just wanted to introduce you to them before they left. Like, I usually have bad luck with women, and choosing them anyway, and I wanted to see what they thought of you.
You sent her pics. I mean, what is it? She sent her movies. What kind of quality woman are you
looking for? That's the kind of girl you bring home to mama?
Yeah. I mean, what do you expect?
I mean, look, I honestly
couldn't you have told me before the date that they were coming?
I would have worn panties.
Nice for crying out. I know, but jeez.
Nicer clothing.
I would have at least worn a G.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
It was so embarrassing. I had so much cleavage out. It was just, I was dressed to impress you, not your folks. Like, it just wasn't appropriate, I feel.
Meanwhile, Manny's mom is looking at the tots, and she's like, you sure you never had kids?
Yeah, man. Those are baby making movies right there, man.
I can tell you'd raise a healthy child.
Yes, you can. That's good milk in there.
Strong bone density, definitely coming from those. Well, Manny, yeah, so don't you think that maybe you get to know someone first, and then based upon that first date, bearing in mind that she is comfortable with meeting your parents, then you can get their take on her?
I mean, look, I understand this, okay? I guess I was really into you, and I kind of already thought you were the one, so I wanted their input. I get what you're saying, but I was just really excited to see you and to have them meet you. And, you know, I won't bring them again. If we could go out again, you know, I'm down.
So which picture did you figure out that this girl is the one? Which picture was it?
Was it the one that you were like, I'm really into you, or the one that you're like, I really want to be in you?
That's the one.
Yeah. Oh, my God. You guys are so bad.
He said it. He's like, I'm really into you. That's what he told Nadine. I was like, well, you could have been in.
You could have been in. That's the whole point of the whole thing,
your parents. Well, Nadine, if I may make an argument for Manny, because it's important to me, especially when you're looking for a partner, in terms of dating, not just a one night, let's meet at Moku's and then let's go straight to the parking lot of Salt.
That's a good time right there, bro.
Yeah, you know, and then I can whip out my kaka ako.
Yes. Yeah, put it in your ako,
Put my kaka ako in the ako. I didn't want to pause between the two because
that's a good pause right there, man.
What I was trying to get across is, to me, it's important to see if I'm dating someone what kind of relationship they have with their parents.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because that's a big sign. Especially when it comes to a woman, I like to see how she treats her parents, how she treats especially her dad, the relationship she has with her father. And I assume the same for women when it comes to boys and men.
Yeah.
You look at how he treats his mom, right? He obviously has a great relationship with his parents and his mom. And so if you're looking for a quality man that exudes confidence to the point where he sends you dong pics.
Yes. You didn't get to clarify if
but
it was really his or not.
But it was the first date. Like, you don't bring your parents on the first date.
But I'm just saying, like, you know, it could be somebody that, on the flip side, doesn't talk to his mom anymore and doesn't have that relationship with his parents. And he'd be like, well, what happened? It's just like, I just don't like them. And be like, oh, whoa, what's wrong with you, man?
Yikes.
Something ain't right here.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're to take the lesser of two evils.
Right.
I would take the, you know, hi, mom, hi, dad, how are you? I'm not wearing panties.
Yeah. And the fact that he thinks you're the one. So, like, this relationship might
be the one. But they're here visiting, and, you know, it's probably the only chance they'll get to meet her unless things go further. But, yeah. It's a good time to meet her while they're here.
On top of that, I believe, if my memory serves me right, that he described you as sexy and extraordinarily bubbly.
Yes.
Which he found thoroughly endearing.
Yeah.
Or is he talking about your butt? Your bubbly butt.
Probably that too. That's probably second or third photo that you sent him on Instagram after you got to know each other. So how about this, Nadine? Because on top of everything else, we are
Pocket Pride.
We have Pocket Pride, which means we're only paying for dinner for two.
Yep. Parents
and therefore his parents are not gonna be paid for. So if we pay for dinner
and drinks with you and Manny.
Only you two.
See where it goes from there. Get to know each other, Manny, on an individual level without family there.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Works out well. Okay. Nadine, tell me that you'll be rocking the Keola that night, too.
Oh, yes.
Because yeah. Keola in Hawaiian for this conversation only means only what this. Again?
Commando.
Thank you.
No.
So if I can get a unanimous yes from all parties involved,
yes.
Send you guys out again, see where it goes from there.
Yes.
Yes.
See, it should have just been two parties involved in the first one.
That's
so
true.
It's I don't okay know. To change I don't think your you can mind. Do it, man. I'm mean, just so turned off by the whole situation at this point. Like, you know, you're getting your parents involved.
Is there
like
a breeze coming through on the bottom out? Part of wherever it is that you're residing
right now, man?
His aye.
I mean, now you can get some.
I mean, now I kind of don't want some. Like,
oh,
yeah, she turned like, off already.
Yeah, like I just. If I would have known, I don't know. I'm not into it. I'm sorry, Manny. I'm sure you're great. Your pictures were very fun. They're definitely going to Spank Bank, but I don't know if I can date you.
Wow, you're like a dude, Nadine.
I appreciate
you.
Now I got an honest question for now. Yeah. I got an honest question for the ladies.
Okay.
Do you guys have a Spank Bank like the guys do?
Yeah. But it's a different kind of Spank Bank.
Well, it's define different. Yeah, what does that entail? Different.
Too much.
Spank Bank.
I know.
Yeah, share, please. Sharing is caring, man. We need you to care bear this out right now.
Yes.